News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So listen, I had somebody held on during the break. Let me grab that line real quick. Line 4, Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Hey, real good, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Full disclosure, I am a Mike Durant supporter. I've known Mike for 18 years, but I wanted to respond to a couple things Mo was talking about. I supported Mo for 12 years. I even sent him a check this year. But when Mike Durant said he was going to run, I switched my support to Mike. One of the things Mo and I had to talk about 12 years ago was term limits. I said 6, he said 12. We agreed to disagree. Now he's running for up to 18 years. He wants to be in there. Mo doesn't want to leave the swamp. Come on, Mo. You said 12 years. Now all of a sudden you're going for 18. The other thing I heard him on another interview the other day, he claimed that he was responsible for the growth in Huntsville. No. The only thing the government can do is stay out of the way. The growth is responsible for my friends and other people's friends that mortgaged their house and did other things to start their businesses. Mike Durant is a perfect example of that. He mortgaged his house. The money was almost gone, and he finally got a contract. Those are the guys that built Huntsville, not politicians. Mo's been in Washington too long. He's confused. The other thing I want to comment on something Dale Jackson said. You guys were contemplating about the rumor that Donald Trump was going to switch his endorsement back to Mo Brooks. Rumor. It was mentioned several times. Dale Jackson, unprofessionally, and he knew what he was doing, right before he got off the air, said Trump is supporting Mo Brooks, endorsing Mo Brooks. He knew exactly what is he doing. Is he working for the Mo Brooks campaign, or is he the manager of WVNN? That was embarrassing for your company, and it should be embarrassing for him.
No, I think you're overreaching. Mike, I think you're overreaching on that one. That wasn't what he said, but you know, unlike my show where I don't do endorsements, he has endorsed Mo Brooks openly. So there's that. But no, I don't think he was shilling. I think he was just repeating something that he heard from Jeff Poor. But you know, it's still a rumor, no matter what. We all knew it was a rumor.
And he's not a dumb man. He left out rumor on purpose. That's what irritated me. Okay. Now let's talk about the people running.
We got about a minute.
Who's a lobbyist and being supported by the swamp, and she's a lawyer. Don't need you said that the other day.
And I pointed out that I'm a lawyer, but go ahead.
Yeah. And then we got Mo Brooks. He's done a decent job, right? But when you compare Mo Brooks to a businessman, I'll take the businessman every day, and that's why I switched my support.
All right.
Now let's talk about Mike Durant.
Hey, Mike, I'm out of time there, bud. I got to wrap up my time with you, but I got a break coming in about a minute. But thank you, and I appreciate you. I recognize your advocacy and appreciate the straight up about you being a longtime supporter of Mo. Now you're a supporter of Mike, and I think everybody hears your passion. All right, listen, folks. And like him, like Mike from Huntsville right there, you got to make your call, man. You got to find your breaking point. You got to find that place where you're saying this person, but not that person. And you've got about, what do we have left? Today's is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah. So you got what I call four and a wake up, and you are there. The polls open when you wake up 4 days from now. So 4 days plus waking up, and you are there. So, you know, like my last caller there, he had a point where he broke off. He had a support for one candidate, swung it to another. Sounds like he's thought through it. I'm hoping the same is true for all the rest of you. I tell you what really shouldn't ever happen is the ones who go in there and they just vote in alphabetical order because they're not sure what to do. Don't do that. I mean, what would it be alphabetical order? I guess in that case, it would be Britt. She's B-R-I, whereas Brooks is B-R-O. And then, of course, Durant starts with a D, so he's further down. It's kind of like the situation, I said it the other day, in the Secretary of State's race, Wes Allen has got that edge on Jim Ziegler because there are people that literally vote in alphabetical order if they don't know. Don't be that person. Go dig in. Figure out who you like. Figure out why you like. See what they say on their websites, their social media. Listen to them on the radio. Also, by the way, take note of the ones who won't come on the radio, like Katie Britt won't come on my show. But here's that. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, coming back for the last half hour right after this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Phone lines are open for the last half hour here. You want to call in about a topic on your mind, especially one we've covered. We've really been deep diving into things related to the election. We had the whole section there on Roe Rage, where I'm talking about the calls for rage and violence by liberal activists on the Roe v. Wade possible overturning. We also talked about election integrity and how that matters, and the fact that Alabama has some of the best election integrity laws and practices that are currently in place already, giving us an A rating among other states. And then right now I'm going to go to a little bit more here on the Triple Dipper, talking about how the vote in North Alabama might impact the election next week. Before I do that, though, I got to tell you, North Alabama is also covered up in good jobs. I mean, there are opportunities here for jobs like you wouldn't believe. This is the growth part of the state in many ways. Mobile is also very strong, and there's pockets elsewhere. But North Alabama is a conglomeration of a variety of communities, all of whom are on fire right now. So if you're looking for a job and you don't have one yet, listen, my friends at ZLA Solutions, they've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Check them out on their website, zlausa.com. They've got great jobs posted, jobs that you can hang your hat on for a while, jobs that are paying a solid living wage. But then if you're an employer who's looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, yes, they can do that. They can recruit an entire force for you. All the background checks, the drug testing, the recruiting, all of it, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can get people in the door there for you if you're an employer needing to fill out your own ranks. That's their bread and butter, man. ZLA Solutions. Check out their website, zlausa.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, zlausa.com. All right, so listen, I've had a variety of conversations with different people in the last week or two about how next week's going to go, right? The election, Tuesday, primary election. And this is probably one of the biggest primaries I have ever seen. In all the years that I've paid attention to politics or been involved in politics myself, been a party chairman, been a member of the state Republican Party Executive Committee, been an elected official myself, and now viewing it from a pundit standpoint, I'm going to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen something like what North Alabama has right now. You've got an open seat for Congress, you've got an open seat for U.S. Senate, and you've got a truly contested primary for a governor's seat, all on the ballot at one time, not to mention the fact that you've got contested seats right now for your state Senate race, Bill Holtzclaw challenging Tom Butler. You've got House seats that are contested. You've got open seats. The Speaker of the State House, Mac McCutcheon, is retiring, and so that seat is open and being contested. Listen, I'm telling you, folks, there's a bunch of stuff happening right now. North Alabama's ballot next week is probably more full than anybody else's in the state. So there's that. What does that mean? What it might very well mean is that it drives more people to the polls because you have more things to be concerned about on your ballot, meaning voter turnout in North Alabama may wind up being a huge factor in next week's election. How's that for thoughts? Now, I had somebody tell me the other day they thought that South Alabama was going to be big, that South Alabama was going to be big probably for Katie Britt. That may be true. I did see that Mayor Sandy Stimson, the mayor of Mobile, endorsed her. But then again, you've got all the things I just told you about up here. Jefferson County has some things going on. They got a viable, contested sheriff's race, which is kind of interesting. But I just don't know that Jefferson County has as much at stake, if you will. Their congressional seat's not at risk. Yes, they're in the governor's and the U.S. Senate race, but up here, it's like everything's on the ballot. And everything's contested. And everything has got campaign signs and campaign ads and people out there shaking hands and going to the festivals and putting out signs in their yards. My thought is this. Next week, North Alabama, this listening area for WVNN, this listening area for Right Side Radio, could very well be what swings the election because of what I would call an electorate that is more electrified. Hey, let me jump over real quick, grab a phone call. Kirby from Harvest is on line 5. Hey, Kirby, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil. I'm a little bit warmer today than I have since the last several weeks went by.
No doubt.
Brief remarks, okay? One is, my vote is my vote. And I'm not putting down Donald Trump. I respect him. I admire the job he did. But I'm going to put in a vote for that Kirby Holton wants. I'm not putting in a vote Donald Trump wants, even if Donald Trump wants me to vote for Katie Britt. That's number one point. Number two is these people who want to get violent because the abortion is being clamped down, I would challenge them to consider, you know, especially this doctor, you know, who's so smart. And so you're going to tell me you're happy to stand before Almighty Jehovah God after aborting and destroying no telling how many of children he has created? You know, you better consider something in the Bible, and it's called hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And once you get in there, I'm sorry, there's no way out. If that's where you go, you will not be coming out. You better think about that and think about what you're doing. And God is holy, and he's the one who created those children.
Well, Kirby, you make the points extremely well, and they are precious in his sight. And thank you for that. Absolutely. All right, man. Appreciate you as always. Kirby, you have a great day. All right. You want to call in, by the way, 866-494-9866. Love to hear your thoughts. And Kirby just hit on several points that we've covered today. Things that are happening in abortion law. And yes, what he was referencing there was yesterday testifying before Congress was Alabama's own, or Huntsville's own, Dr. What was her name? Yashika Robinson, I believe. Who could not say what a woman was. She didn't feel like it was appropriate. She uses her pronouns because she wants to identify people by the pronouns they choose. She talks about people, persons, who can get pregnant. And she also is an abortionist who is neck deep in the abortion industry, runs the clinic in Huntsville, and, you know, and says that she believes that abortion is good health care. And anyway, there she is testifying in Congress on a national scale, from Huntsville, Alabama, where the laws do not match what the individual went up there to say. All right, so let me go back to my point here. I'm talking about number three on the Triple Dipper. I called this the regional electorate strength, and then I coined a phrase accidentally a moment ago, the electrified electorate. I wish I'd named it that. All right, so the electrified... Copper, I tell you what, when you break this section out and put it on the... Hey, grab the mic, Copper. When you break this section out, when you break this section out later on, change the name Triple Dipper to Electrified Electorate. All right.
All right.
I like that. It's better. It sounds better than what I had on the. I mean, what I had on there is so lame. What I have on there, the Regional Electorate Strength. Okay, Phil must need coffee at the point that he said that. So it's the Electrified Electorate now, Copper. That's there. You go. Oh, thank you. She's typing it in on the board. I appreciate that. All right, but what I'm saying is though is this is we got more up here at stake. There's more things on the ballot that people care about. Even if all you do is care about one of the races, that race gets you to the polls, the other ones are still on the ballot, you're going to wind up voting. Not everything on the ballot is what you're keen on. Some people are keen on, I want to go there and vote for that U.S. Senate race, but when they get there, governor and all the local legislative races and state school board, all that's on your ballot. There are some folks whose education is their priority. They're going because their friend is running for the school board and they got to be there to vote for him, but they got to vote for all the rest. What I'm saying is there's more of that stuff. You have an entire buffet of things on the ballot here in North Alabama that not every part of the state has. There are more contested races. And by the way, there are big contested races. You've got state house and state Senate races. Like right now, Bill Holtzclaw, who was on the show the other day, is running against Tom Butler. It's a repeat of their race from 2010 when Bill Holtzclaw won. At that time, though, Tom Butler was a Democrat. Now Bill Holtzclaw is running against him in a primary because allegedly they're both Republicans. Well, we know Bill Holtzclaw is, and so is Tom Butler. He's a Republican now. So that's an interesting race. Then you've got the race for the open seat of Mac McCutcheon, who has been the Speaker of the House, one of the most powerful members of the Alabama legislature, is retiring, leaving an open seat. Folks, that's a huge section of South Huntsville. And so now we see a lot of people that are going to say, hey, man, state house race, we got to go vote on that because so-and-so is running and I know them. It touches a lot of people. But then you got Mo Brooks's seat, Congressional District 5. Well, I'm looking at an article right here, by the way. This came off of AL.com. That is the third time today I've had an AL.com article. Anyway, Story off of AL.com dated today. North Alabama mayors are looking for Superman in their next congressman. And they point out that this district, Mo Brooks is leaving his seat in Congress to go run for U.S. Senate. An open seat right now being run for, you know, we got Paul Sanford, Casey Wardinsky, Dale Strong, John Roberts. I know I'm forgetting somebody, and I hate them when I do that. But anyway, the bottom line is we got a full field. The 5th Congressional District, currently represented by Mo Brooks, includes what is now the state's largest city, 3 of the state's 10 largest cities, and a federal installation, Redstone, expected to grow to 50,000 employees by the time the Congress member finishes his term. So it is now a huge factor who becomes the congressman for this district. And then you got the U.S. Senate race and all the rest. I mean, so in this article right here, by the way, Mayor Battle, Mayor Finley over in Madison. You've got Mayor Marks from Athens. You've got Mayor Bowling from Decatur. All of them are talking about the things that they're hoping to see in their next congressman. And I guess there's no females running, so it's going to be a congressman. But what they're hoping to see is people who are identifying with the needs of the various communities. And you can imagine that. But they want someone also who unifies and brings people together. They want someone who will go to D.C. and represent, but then come home and shake the hands of the people on the street. They want someone who knows that there's a bridge that they want in Decatur, but they also want someone who recognizes the value of NASA to our community. All these things in that article are driving people to the polls next Tuesday. North Alabama is going to make a dent in the numbers next week. Hey, listen, before I go to the break, I got to tell you, some of you folks are driving home thinking, what am I doing for dinner? Let me just tell you something. Just Love Coffee Cafe, or maybe you want them for breakfast in the morning on the way in. Listen, they do have great coffee, awesome coffee. I mean, you get a cup of freshly ground black coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, doesn't matter. But then they've also got the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, all of it. But then their menu, things like wraps and sandwiches, omelets, and the waffles are amazing. The Berry 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 waffle is a good one. All I'm saying is this. You got to check out Just Love Coffee Cafe if you haven't done it already. You can find them on 2 locations in our area, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And I hope you'll tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. They tell me that Right Side ruffians come in there all the time because they hear about it on the show. So yes, 2 locations, Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, South Memorial Parkway over by Whole Foods, Just Love Coffee Cafe, food and drink and great atmosphere. Check them out. All right, Copper, move us to a break. And if you would, please tell the caller who just called in that I'll catch him right after we get back. And we'll wrap up the show here in a few minutes. All right, folks, listen. Lots to talk about. Lots going on. What a great day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I got some callers who held on during the break, and I'm about to grab their call. So I got to say this, though, real quickly. The weather is 90 degrees today, all right? And so, yeah, this is the time, folks, where you're finding out real quickly if your HVAC is going to keep up with you. So you want to be able to step in the door and cool off, right? Heck of a thing when you get home at night and you realize things went out while you were gone. Listen, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our team members, locally owned, veteran owned, services all the Madison, Huntsville, surrounding areas. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, good at what they do. Gas or electric systems does not matter. They will give you a free estimate. They will take care of you, and they're open 6 days a week. All right, so check them out. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Here's how you find them, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Callers held on during the break. And Copper, I see you all have a note for me too about another caller. Who's first, Copper? Line 3, I think. Let me grab line 3, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Hey, folks. Real quick with the other callers, but apologies for my dogs going off yesterday. They broke train.
No, it's fine.
We were talking, but in any case, as far as the ground council and the items that you put out there, as far as what goes against KIV, and it is wrong, but still so many people perceive a 70-year-old man as being elegant and such, and some don't consider a female being the same thing. I still might be voting for her on Tuesday. I would definitely be voting for her if it wasn't for her sneaking in that gas tax. Until then, I don't know. But it's unfair, but perception can happen. You take care.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for the call, bud. Glad the dogs were not a problem for you today. Hey, let me jump over to line four. Bobby from Huntsville. Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. How you doing today?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, yesterday when I was listening to the end of the program, when you asked Mike Durant about the Lincoln Project, and unless I just missed it, I don't know if he said anything about it. The only thing I heard was he talked about all his quality donors and how he put $6 million into his own campaign and all that, and I didn't ever hear him say anything about the Lincoln Project.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, Bobby. I think that's the issue that's probably dogged him more than any is the questions about who's behind his campaign. And I think what he was trying to portray was he's behind his campaign, but he can't deny that there are people buying ads that help him, and they're doing it for him. And they may be with a super PAC, so he can't talk to them directly. By law, he's not allowed to. But nonetheless, the question remains: who is what's it called? Patriots PAC or something? I've forgotten what it's called. But he has addressed, I saw where he gave a speech and he called out the Lincoln Project and said, you know, I'm not affiliated, don't know who they are. But you're right, yesterday he didn't address that. Somebody's spending money on his behalf, but he's the one directly funding his campaign, I guess is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job at dodging that right at the end. I was sitting there going, wait a minute, he never answered the question. And just another quick thought. I think between him and Katie Britt both, when they decided they did not want to debate Bo Brooks.
Oh, do we lose him?
When there was an open invitation, one of them should have took it.
Well, I agree. They should have. And now Katie's the one who avoids getting in the room with people because she's running ahead. But, you know, I will say this. Mike Durant and Mo Brooks, every time I've called and asked them to be on my show, they've been available. And both of them, and they may not be in the same room with each other, but they don't avoid, you know, coming on the air. You notice how many times Katie Britt's been on my show, and that's been like, I think once last fall. So, hey man, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We got to run, brother. The music's playing. You have a great day, man. And Copper, I saw that you had somebody wanted to know about how to find a sample ballot. Folks, you can go to the Secretary of State's website for Alabama. They've got sample ballots for every county, Republican and Democrat. Absolutely. What a great question. Go get that sample ballot. Look at who's on there and be ready. I'm saying you're going to have a bunch of names up here in North Alabama. You guys are going to drive the train next week. All right, folks. Y'all have a great night. Copper and I back here tomorrow, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll see you tomorrow.